Shua Tov to everybody.
Day 97.
So now we're holding on Chavis. We're learning Chavis Chai about Hilchos Rechilos. We're in the middle of Hilchos Rechilos. Now, until this point, we have dealt with what we call first level Rechilos, where Reuven talks negatively about Shimon to Levi. Right? Reuven says, you know, not you, let's say, you have a Mr. Reuven. He comes and tells Shimon, you heard what Levi said about you? Which means, he's telling Shimon what a third party said about him. Right? Reuven is talking to Shimon, and he says, Levi said something bad about you. That's first level rechilus. Now, we go to second level rechilus. What's second level rechilus? Shimon, right, who accepted the rechilus, he goes back to Levi and says, I heard you spoke bad about me. Reuven told me you spoke bad about me. Right? So that's second level rechilus. Right? Which means Levi told me that you said some very nasty things about me. With this action, Shimon himself spoke rechilus. For telling Reuven of Levi's report to him, Shimon has caused Reuven to be upset with Levi. Right? So now we have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, right? Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Right, so first Reuven goes to Shimon, says Levi spoke bad about you. Right? And after Shimon goes back to Levi, says, Reuven told me you spoke bad about me. At second level. So he took it to the second level, took it to the next level. So that's also going to be a problem. So then Shimon himself is speaking Rechilus. Now, even if Shimon didn't mention Levi's name, he just said, so Reuven, someone told me that you said something bad about me. So, and he'll understand that it was Reuven, it's still going to be a problem. Furthermore, if Shimon were to repeat this story, not to Reuven, to Reuven's family, he would be equally guilty. But it's natural for people to take offense when they hear negative remarks that have been said about their relatives. Finally, Chavetz Chaim informs, it's even Rechilus for Levi to tell Yehuda Reuven spoke badly of Shimon. Reuven spoke badly of Shimon, right? Reuven told Shimon, Levi spoke badly about you, right? Now, so what's this case for you? He's saying that Reuven tells, that makes sense. It's also Rechilus. Let's say Levi tells Yehuda that Reuven spoke badly of Shimon. It's also Rechilus. So it keeps on, basically the chain keeps on going. Basically to repeat that someone else says something wrong about a different person, no matter where you are in the chain, is always going to be Rechilus, right? Even if the stories usually they keep on going, right? First, one person tells Rechilus, one person he says, oh, he said something bad about me, and it continues on and on. So every step of the way is always going to be Rechilus. That's the Chavetz Chaim. So Baruch Shem, now holding on Tesvah Amid off the bottom. We're going to have the sugya of Asay Shekun Wasay. So again, we have Rabbi Yochanan's Halacha. What's Rabbi Yochanan's Halacha? If you have a Asay that comes before a Was Asay, then you don't get Malchus. Right? That's what Rabbi Yochanan's doing. Call Asay
15a.
15a, the bottom. Right? So what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan said the bottom of Yudad Amar Beis. Right? What's Rabbi Yochanan's rule? Anybody know Rabbi Yochanan's rule?
Positive and negative lashes.
Positive and negative lashes. Good. Right? Now, we had a problem. For which case? We had a big problem. From a case where someone forced a woman that we don't understand why. What was our question in that case? What's our problem with that case? Anybody notes? Tell me if you want. What's our problem with the case of the woman that was forced? What was the problem? What's the question of Rabbi Yochanan from
he
that case?
He's required to marry her. Now the question is whether it's the first time or the second time.
Oh.
Because they came up with the comparison of the defamer.
Good. Fine. So basically in that scenario,
there you have a positive and negative.
And no lashes.
It's an exception to his own rule.
Good. So it's a problem. It's really a question or exception. It's a question on Rabbi Yochanan's rule. Right, so we had Ulo, we tried four different options how to get out of it. So now we're going to come to Rav with a final answer to this problem, right? We see, you tell me a negative, you tell me a positive, and then a negative gets lashes. If I see here a positive and a negative does not get lashes, that's the Gemara's question.
right? We see we have a question. Rabbi Yechon, we have a positive and a negative that does not get lashes. So let's see the Gemara, the second wide line. Why is this case different? Ella Amar Rabbi, Rabbi is going to explain. He's going to tell us Kol Yama Ba'amad VeHechzer, that the extra words in the Torah of Kol Yama, which teach you that in itself is a yaseh. Our problem was, our question was, we have a case where that our case seems to be a positive and then a negative, saying, no, you don't understand. Your case really is a negative and then a positive. And that's why you'll get Machlokes. It's good, Rabbi Yaakov. You don't really understand your case. Rachanan, this case is really a negative and a positive afterwards. Right? Because first it's telling you don't divorce her. Then it's telling you keep on marrying her. Now, how the way do we see this positive commandment? Because the Torah didn't have to write the words Kol Yama, right? You could have said, don't send her away. Why does it have to say the words all your days? Right? Obviously, it's all your days. Meaning, what's those extra words all your days? You can't send her away. So we're understanding the words Kol Yama to mean that as every time you send her away, don't send her away all her days, because you can have a mitzvah to keep marrying. Which means the way Rashi explains it is interesting. Rashi is saying, there's a mitzvah to marry her. Right, so mitzvah says, L'asiyah li'isha, marry. It's almost like he said, L'asiyah li'isha, Kol Yama. To him, it should be for a wife all his days. And don't divorce her. That's what Rashi seems to, that's what we're understanding of the pasuk. Saying, don't, really, it should be to you for a wife, him for a wife. It should be to him for a wife. And if he sends her away, which he shouldn't have, then he's going to have to keep on bringing her back. So which means, that where's the extra asay to keep on remarrying her? In the words, Kol Yama. That's what it says. So that's why it's really a case of a negative followed by a positive. And there, Rabbi Yechman agrees, you'll fix it, right? It's then it'll be a lav and it's a glasay, right? So let's see the Gemara inside again. El Amar Rava, Kol Yama, all his days, the words Kol Yama teach me. But Amar VeHechzer, he's in a situation where he's standing, that he continuously has a mitzvah to bring her back. So he's going to keep having an asay to bring her back. So therefore, the asay comes after the last asay. The chen ki asa Rabin. Amr, and also when Rabin came, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, it's interesting, he said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan even, that Rabbi Yechanan answered this case himself. That Kol Yama, but Amr VeHechzer. That the words Kol Yama teach me, that all his days he's be standing and he's a mitzvah asay to keep on taking her back. Therefore, it makes sense why in this case you don't get malchus.
We see it on the outside. It looks like when you first look at Kol Yama, the pasuk of Kol Yama, it looks negative, but actually they flip it to positive. No?
Exactly. Yeah, it really looks pretty negative. And Rashi tries to like teach us a little bit how we do that.
He fixes it as a lav on the top.
Good, and then we make it lav and it's a glass say perfect. So Rashi, in a way, it's like he explains how like we did this thing, like we took this thing, which the Kol Yama sounded like was going on the negative, and brought it onto the, and actually said it's a positive. But how do we do that? Hanan's right. We took something that seems negative. Don't send her away all your days. And we made it like into a positive. So Kol Yama means marry her all your days. How do we make that?
But as a Kohen, he can't, so he would get lashes.
Oh, the Kohen would get lashes. If he's not a Kohen, he's strong. So then he wouldn't get lashes from the word Kol Yama. So what is Rashi? Let's see Rashi. El Amar Rabba, the last Rashi in the narrow lines, like 5 or 6 lines up from the wide lines in Rashi. Ella, my Rabbi, rather, Rabbi says, Ella means rather, we're falling off of the earlier pshatim. Rabbi has explained to us a new reason why it's a lav hanitik lase. Ella, my Rabbi. Ha de Tanya, this that we learned in the Braisa. But Ines, this that we learned in the Braisa, that by Ines, in the case when he forced a woman. Machzer, you should bring her back, ve ain't like and he should bring her back, and he does not get lashes. Time. The reason is mishum da al karchach, because we are forced to say, we are forced that to mean that it's lav shenitik laaseyu, that this is a lav which is being removed by the asay. Now, where do you find the asay? The Amar Kora. The pasuk says Kol Yamav. Kol Yamav is the asay. That's going to be the asay. Why? Because lo yhavele lemichtav. It did not have to write Ella only, La Yucha Lishalcha. He is not able to send her away. My Kol Yama. What does it mean? Why does it have to say all my Kol Yama? why did it have to say all his days? Right, it's extra words. Why does it say Kol Yamam? All his days don't send their way. Just say, don't send their way, obviously. All his days. Hakikar, this is what it means to say. Loi tehei b'shilucheha Kol Yamam. Elo yachzi rena. He shouldn't be, loi tehei means he shouldn't be b'shilucheha in sending her away. He shouldn't be in the state of sending her away. Kol Yamam all his days, elo yachzi rena, rather bring her back. So how still Rashi has to explain, how do we see that that's Asay? It still seems to mean she shouldn't be sent away, rather bring her back. Where do you see that the Asay? But Al-Karbach were forced to say, Amar v'hechzer ka'amar. We mean to say that he's in a standing situation, he has to continuously bring her back. But Hachikar, this is what the Pasuk means to say. V'loi si'eli, v'loi enter him, ti'eli isha, should be for a wife. Im shalcha, if he sent her away. Sh'loi yeshiluchel l'chol yama. That if he sent her away, he shouldn't have sent her away all his days. Harei ha'asei, this is the asei achar ha'avar salat, after the transgression of the lot. Yeah. So that's what Rashi's learning. Say, really, should be to him for a wife, right? And don't send her away, because anyway, even if you send her away, we're going to keep on giving you a mitzvah to keep on marrying her. That's a Rashi learned. Well, I see, Elisha, Yitim should be for a wife, and don't send her away, because if you send her away, we're going to keep giving you asay to be with her Kol Yamam. So, we're explaining, the Kol Yamam is not going back on don't send her all your days. Rather, it means you have to keep on marrying her all your days. So therefore, we have asay with a positive after the negative, and that's why there's going to be no Malchus.
That's why it's a
lashon
thing. Lase, it's not the same case as
Rabbi Yochanan. Correct. So he's explaining why it's a lashon lase. It's not a lashon kadmo ase. It's not a lav which ase came first. Good. So that's going to be the Gemara's tarets now. Which means, also, this was not a good reason for Rabbi Yochanan himself to back down. Especially according to Rabbi, until now we were trying to figure out why did Rabbi Yochanan back down. Correct. What made him back down from his rule? Right. So we thought this case, honest as the case, is a good reason for him to back down. Now we're saying it's not true.
He originally came back to his original statement, though, no?
Right.
That's what I heard.
That's what it seems like. It seems like he's originally going back to the original statement that stands that if the asay comes first, then there is Malchus. Only if the asay comes after, then there's no Malchus.
What's the law say? Don't divorce him?
No, the asay is going to be all his days.
The law
says don't divorce her, yeah. The law says don't divorce her. But it doesn't mean don't divorce her all his days. It means don't divorce her because we're going to keep on making you marry her all his days. That's the thing. Don't divorce her because we're going to keep on making you marry her all his days. So that's how it's making that into a say.
But if you can't, because you're a Kohen.
So we'll speak about it soon. We'll see. If he can. Yeah. Fine. Good. Fine. Now, the Gemara has a different issue with Rabbi Yochanan's statement. We didn't really get past this problem, but we're saying Rabbi Yochanan's statement is still not so simple. Because what's his statement? If you have asay before if the asay comes before the law, you still get Malchus. What's the Gemara's question? We learned in the beginning of the parak that the only time you get Malchus if you're identical to the case of Chasima. What was the case of Chasima? Chasima is. What? The lab is don't muzzle your animal while it's threshing. Right, you know, that's the lab of chasima. And right next to it, it tells you that you get malchus for doing a lois asay. Right, to smuchim. Right, what's a smuchim? Whenever the Torah says things next to each other, the Torah is connecting. I said since it talks about muzzling your don't muzzle your animal, and right near it said you get malchus, so they're connected. Correct. So we learned the Gemara in Daf Yud Gimel. That every time we want to give you Malchus for doing a negative commandment, it has to be similar to the lav of don't muzzle your ass. Now, it's lav of chasima. So what's the problem? Rabbi Yochanan's case isn't similar to lav of chasima. I'm going to say that we have a back and forth between Rapapa and Rava. Let's see now on the third wide line. I'm going to Rapapa to Rava. Rapapa said to Rava, "V'holei dami lavya," but it's not similar lav yeh. His lav, meaning the lav of Rabbi Yochanan. Lav Arecha, which was the Lav Shekidme Aseh, which the Aseh came first. The Lav the Chasima, it's not similar to the Lav of Chasima, because by Chasima, there was nothing, there was no Aseh before it. It was just a Lav. There was no Aseh preceding it, correct? It was just a Lav. There was no Aseh preceding it.
Just one Lav.
It's just a Lav, but nothing else. So, if you're not identical, you can't get Malkos. They have to, Rabbi Yochanan say, you get Malkos, but you're not identical to Chasima. That's Gemara's question. So let's see the second line in Rashi, the second wide line. V'haladami alavye, meaning his lav of the Tav Rabbi Yochanan, had the Amar Rabbi Yochanan. This Rabbi Yochanan said that lois asei shekadmu asei, that lois which is preceded by asei, like in a love that you get Malkos. Haloidami, but this is not similar. Lavye, his lav, the lav the Chasima to the lav of Chasima. She'ein by asei. Over there, there's no asei by it. And Rashi explained, and who cares? Who cares that why do you have to be similar to the lav of Chasima? Because the who, he, meaning the case of Chasima, samach laparshas Malkos, was next to the case of Malkos. So we learned from the Gemara earlier that in order to get Malkos, you have to be identical to the case of Chasima. Lav of Chasima, that's Rashi saying in the last line. For who samach laparshas mihi, the lav of Chasima, is next to parshas Malkos, which teaches you have to be identical to Chasima to get Malkos. That is Rav Papa's issue. That's Rav Papa's question, Rabbi Yochanan. Yes, that's Rav Papa's question, Rabbi. But I'm not a chasima. What does he answer back? What does Rabbi answer back? Amar lei, he said to him, Rabbi said to Rav Papa, Mishom the kasdei berachmana say, because the Torah wrote, it was written by the Torah, a asei yisera, extra asei, migra gara, is it worse than deficient? Does it make it deficient? And you have your lav. You have a lav. You have a lav. You have a lav. Whatever your scenario, you have a lav. So just because you have an extra asay preceding it, it makes it deficient? That is Rebbe's question. It's a good question.
Translated
deficient? Midgar means lav. Garua is worse, which means it's worse. In English, it's worse. Really means deficient is a better thing, or lacking. Garea is lacking. So he's saying, because right, like don't take off,
don't detract.
So saying just because you have an assay, migra gara makes it worse for you. Who cares? You have an extra assay.
Makes it worse for you.
Makes my lav deficient. Meaning, why is my lav deficient?
What do you mean lav deficient? Meaning
I'm like Chasima. Yeah, you shouldn't get Malkos. I already have a lav, and I'm like Chasima. So yeah, but you have an extra assay by you also, right next to you. So who cares? Just because you have an extra assay, that makes it deficient. Who cares? You don't have a lot of chasima, so what's the problem?
It takes kind of the bite out of the din, so it worsens it, or it doesn't make it as
so stringent.
Yeah, effective.
No, I mean, it's deficient, meaning we're saying here, you're telling me I have extra, I stay over here. So therefore, you shouldn't get Malkos. Why? Just because I have extra, I stay by me, that makes me deficient, it makes me less, it makes me worse. Why am I worse? Which means you tell me I have to be like Chasima. So I'm like, I have a lav, just like Chasima has a lav. I happen to also have an extra assay. Why should it be worse?
But then it would be Malkos, because if you have a Chasima, which is a negative, followed by a positive, then it's the
same. Wait, Chasima is not negative. Chasima is just a negative.
But if you're going to add a positive...
I'm not adding a positive. We're going back to Rabbi Yochanan's case. There's a positive before. Not adding it afterwards. If there was a positive before, right? Right? So why should it be worse? I mean, just because a positive before, why... As he answered, you asked in Rabbi Yochanan's case that you're not identical to Chasima. To the right, over there, there's just a lav with no asay preceding it, right? Correct. Good. So you told me because you're not like Chasima, right? You told me since you're not identical, therefore, Gemara asks you shouldn't get Malkos in Rabbi Yochanan's case. That's Gemara's question. Gemara saying, why do you get Malkos? It's not like Chasima. So what's the Gemara answering? Rabbi's answering because you have an extra assay by you preceding your lav, it makes you deficient, that you shouldn't get Malkos? So this is why I throw back. I said, what do you mean? I have to be identical to Chasima. So, if so, lav shenetik la assay nami. In a case where it's a lav which was removed by the assay came afterwards. Also, lema, let us say.
Also what?
Well, lema, also let us say. Mishum the kasabir achmana assay yisera, because the Torah writes an extra assay. Migra gara, it makes me deficient, then you shouldn't give me Malkos. Meaning that, what did Gemara say on Yud Gimel? What do we say on Daf Yud Gimel? What do we say on Daf Yud Gimel? That since if you have a lav with ase coming afterwards, right? You have a lav with a shenitik lase, right? A lav with ase after, right? So you don't get malchus. Why not? Because you're not, because you want to say soon, but the Gemara originally said because you're not identical to chasima. You're not identical to the lav of chasima. That's the Gemara said. The Gemara later now is going to say because you can fix it. Then Gemara said, yeah, the Gemara said you have to be identical to lav of muslin. That's why, right? So now I asked on you. Your case over here, a Rabbi Yochanan's case, is not identical to muslin. So what do you tell you back? Because you have that extra say, it makes it worse. The answer is yes. The Gemara said, if you're not identical, you're worse. If you're not identical to the law of chasima, it makes it worse.
It makes it less of a...
It's chayav or patur.
Makes you patur or malchus. The only time you get malchus is if you're identical. Even if you have additions on you, even if you seem to have extra stays, it doesn't make it better for you. It doesn't make you more malchus. Even if you have extra stays, you still... You don't get malchus. If you're not identical to the case of chasima, you don't get malchus.
So saying that since this lav shenitik lase has an extra ase, it's worse, and therefore that's the reason you don't get malchus.
Right. So too here also, in a case, Rabbi Yochanan's case also, Rabbi Papa's saying, I'm asking a valid question, that since it has the extra ase preceding it, you shouldn't get malchus. Because if you're not only alive, you get, then there's no malchus for you. That's the thing what I'm saying. So now they want to answer what Rabbi Yisrael was saying. That case is different. That the case of Olav and Etik Lase is different. So Amar Lehi told him back, no. Hahu Lenatuke Lav Hudas. In this case, over there, where it's a case of Olav Shenitik Lase, Lenatuke Lave Hudas, the Ase came to remove the Lav. That's why there shouldn't be Malchus over there.
Meaning it's different.
Therefore it's different. Right. And therefore over there it makes sense to me why you should not get over there, it makes sense to me why you don't get Malchus. Right? Because your assay fixed up, it removed your assay removed your lav. But in a case where the assay comes first. Right? But in a case where your assay came first, maybe you should get Malchus, even though you're not exactly identical to chasima, but just because you have an addition, it shouldn't make it worse for you. Let's see, Rashi.
Who's the Omar Lehi?
Which Omar Lehi you want?
Rabbi
Rabbi. Rabbi answered about the last one. Rabbi's answering Papa. Rabbi's telling him. Rabbi's answering back.
Rabbi's answering
back. There's a difference. Rabbi's answering back. There's a difference. Which means, I still stand. Which means I'm saying like this. If you have an assay which came before the law, you still get malchus. Why? You have an assay which came before the lav. Of course, it doesn't make it worse if you have an extra assay on you. You have a lav, right? And chasima has a lav. So like chasima gets malchus, you also get malchus, correct? So it doesn't, you ask me, but there's an extra assay there. You're not identical. So who cares? I don't care, Rabbi says. It doesn't bother me. You say, but why did it bother us when you had the assay after the lav? And that's different, because there the assay is coming to do a job. It's coming to fix the lav. Correct again. What was the shagat here? Come to your papa. Your papa comes and says, I don't understand. How could Rabbi Yochanan say you get malchus? His case is not identical to the case of muzzling your animal, chasima. So why should you get malchus? We said you only get malchus if your case is identical. Comes Rabbi and he says, you are identical, right? You have a lav, and therefore you're the same as the case of chasima. You happen to also have extra assay. Why does it make you worse because you have extra assay? Why should it bother you? That is Rabbi's answer.
Seems to break the whole idea of chasima, coming to show perfect.
No, because over there it's not going to show perfect lava. Mm-hmm. Over there could be showing a lot of other things, like what type of lava it is. Why are you going on base? We had a whole bunch of cases that don't go into the lava of chasima over there, right? You know, besides the lava of the class, we had a bunch of cases. Right, so we had a bunch of different things that, I mean, actually the same type of lava like chasima. Yeah. Right over there, what was the weird case over there? What was the case over there we brought? The book is over there. First of all, a lot of chasim is telling you only get on a lav, not an assay. Right? The one over there, and the Gemara base tells us a lot, teaches us a lot of things. Right? The Gemara, all those things that were brought down, how do you know by assay? How do you know by Look at that whole Gemara over there. Wrote down a bunch of examples of what we learned from the Lava Chasima. But he's saying like this. Again, so Rabbi has a question. If you're not identical to the law, to like Chasima, because you have an extra say, right? So why do you get Malkus? That was the question. Right, what was the question?
Again, you told me you have A plus than a minus, right? You know what I said? You have plus than a minus. You have A, right? I say, well, let's just say it still equals Malkus, right? You asked the question, we said you only get Malkus when you're just a negative, like Chasima, right? You have to be like Chasima, that there's only a negative over there, right, to get Malkus. So he answered it back, just because you make, this is identical, right? This is identical. Just because you have an extra say, why does it bother you? Who cares the extra say? Why should it bother you because the extra say? That was his question, right? Just because of the extra say, why does it bother you? Here you have a less to say, here you have a less to say. Why does it bother you? So what do you mean? But you told me, over here, you don't get Malkus. Right? You told me to have a negative and then a positive. Your positive bothered me. It bothered me to have this extra positive here. Right? So you don't know, because over here, the positive is fixing the negative. Over here, doesn't bother, it's not doing anything. The negative stays. So if you have a chasima, you have a negative. And here you have a negative. Haven't had a positive before. Why does it bother? The only reason why the deer bothered me by lava nitta glace, the only reason why I care by lava nitta glace was because over here this fixes. This, once you do the positive, it erases the negative. But in this case, if you have the negative here, you should get Malkus. There's no reason not to get Malkus. So therefore you don't have a good question on.
That's why I was giving the example of the Kohen, because you had a negative. You didn't have a positive.
Right, good. So if you have that case, then you're going to get Chasima. So I'll see this Gemara again inside. It's a little hard to read this Gemara inside. I'll see this Gemara again inside. The third line. Amalei Rav Papa L'Rav. Amalei Rav Papa L'Rav. Rav Papa said to Rav, V'haloi Dami Yilavia. But it's not similar. His lav, the lav of Rav Yechanan's case, where you have a say proceeding is L'Lav the Chasima. It's not similar to the lav of Chasima, which over there by Muslim was just a lav alone. Amar Lei, he said back to him, right, so Rav answered him, Mishum the Kazla Bey, because it's written by Rahman, the Torah writes by it, Asay Yisera, a Asay which is extra, Migra Gara, it makes it deficient, it makes it worse. Is that a reason to make you not get Malkus, just because you have an extra Asay? So then, Rav Papa answered him back, he asked him back, Yachi, if so, Lav Shanita Kla Asay Nami, we have a Lav which is removed by the Asay also. Which means you have a negative and then a positive. Lema, let us say the same thing you're asking me. She the cause of Rahmana, I say Yisera, because the Torah says Yisera, Mikra Gara, it's worse. So there also you should say that you get Malkus. So why do we say over there there's no Malkus? So Amar Lei Rav answered him back, you don't understand. Hahu over there, this case, but Lenatuke Lav Udasa, that say came to remove the Lav. So therefore, you have no more lav left, so you don't get Malkus. But in our case over here, where the asay came first, it didn't come to remove the lav. So if you do the lav, you should get Malkus. You should be able to get Malkus. Let's see Rashi, the third line in Rashi. So Rashi, what he said, he asked, because it has the extra asay, migra gara, bit me out with the question. It's a wonder. So the Gemara answered, ahu lenatuke lav huda asa. What do I say? She'inat miskayim. I say which cannot be fulfilled. El la'achar averis alav. Right? The asay which can only be filled only after the lav. So lenatik es alav me'oinish malchus hupa, to remove the lav from the punishment of malchus. This is why it came. Right? So therefore, you have no question, Ari Be'achlasi. Even though, basically, he's saying you are identical to chasima. Chasima, you have a lav. Chasima has a lav. You have a say preceding. It doesn't bother me, the extra say that precedes your lav doesn't bother me. Fine. That was just in between, just a side question which we have to throw in on Rabbi Yochanan's rule, how it works out. It's not like Chasima, we're saying it's okay. It's like Chasima, it just has extra asteut. Now we're going back to Rabbi's Teretz. And the Gemara is jumping back to Rabbi's Teretz. Again, what do Rabbi answer me? Why over here, in the case of Ones, do you get Malchus? Why by Ones do you not get Malchus? Call your own teacher, it's Lav Shanifik Lasse. Right? So since you're able, so, but again, when we explain the Gemara, we say, what does that mean? Since you're able to take her back, right? Let's say he divorced her. What do we say right now? What do the Gemara say on top? What did the Bryce say? If he divorced her, you got Malchus or no Malchus? If it's Yisrael, he divorced her. No Malchus. Why? Because you could take her back. We're not saying you're going to take her back right now. Since you can take her back, therefore there's no Malchus. That's the Gemara said, correct?
You're in a holding pattern.
Fine. Good. You can take her back. We didn't say you're taking her back now. Good. So now what are we saying? Since there's an asay, the continuous asay, you call Yom to a mitzvah to always keep on taking her back, therefore, that will remove your asay. The Gemara comes and says, that's not so simple. Right? That's very good, according to the Amar holds, that a lot of anitik asay, as long as the asay is available for you to do, that removes a lot. However, there's an opinion who holds, the only way to remove your lav and not get malchus, you have to do the asay right now. Not that theoretically you could do the asay. Right? That you have to actually do the asay. How do you get the malchus off? Reuben, how do you get your malchus off? If I did a lav, I could, now the fact that I could do asay is enough. You have to actually do the asay. You have to actually remarry her. So the embrace is down, like, you don't have to remarry her. As soon as you divorce her, just the fact that you can remarry her is good enough.
50 years later,
call you up. As long as that's it. But the Gemara says, it's not so simple. It's machlokes. Let's see the Gemara. Ha, Nicha, this is good. Nicha is like, no.
It sits well.
Ha, Nicha. Yeah, that's really no. But see, this is, okay, that's literally, it means this is good according to Manda Amar, according to the opinion who says that how does the concept of Asay Dechalos say work? It's bitloy v'loy bitloy. What in the world does that mean? Let's just read the words of Sirash. It's good according, this is very nice, and everything sits well according to the Manda Amar, bitloy v'loy bitloy. El Manda Amar, rather, according to the Manda Amar, who holds that the mechanics of Asay, of a lav hanifik l'asay, work with kima v'loy kima. It works with kima v'loy kima. Ma'ikala meimar, what are you going to say to me? Which means, what is this Gemara supposed to mean? What in the world is Gemara talking about? Like this. Like we were saying before. By a lav hanitik l'asay, right, the lav is removed, but the asay came afterwards. Do you actually have to do the asay? Or the fact that it's available for you to do is good enough? So, it's a machlokes. It's a machlokes. The first sheet holds, bitloy v'loy bitloy. What does bitloy mean?
Nullify.
Bitloy, as long as you did not nullify your opportunity to do the asay, you could still do tshuva.
Take a shvua.
Bitloy, as long as you did not bitl your opportunity, as long as you did not nullify your opportunity to fulfill the asay, then it's okay. I mean, you divorced this lady. Now you did not yet nullify your opportunity to remarry her. For example, right? Father will say, then, right? If then halacha is you do not get lashes, correct? You still don't get lashes, correct? However, let's say you did bittul it. Then the halacha is you could no longer. Now we'll give you malchus. What does it mean? Kaima will like kaima. Kaima means you have to fulfill the asay right now. You come to Beis Din and they tell you, we heard you divorced this lady. Yes, I divorced this lady. Say, we're going to give you malchus. Say, you have a choice. Either marry her right now and fix your lav, or you were giving you malchus. It has to be now, on the spot. It's not theoretical. You could do that, say, in 20 years from now. Kima means, if you do that, say, you remarry her right now, good. If not, we're giving you malchus right now. So that's the machlokes. Now let's see Rashi how it fits into the words and what's going on. And we have to also see what the question is. First, let's get the concept. Right? There's an argument here. Do you actually have to do the asay to get it off through your lap, or do you have to just, the fact that you can do it is good enough? Let's see Rashi. The fourth line in Rashi. So, kind of what you're saying? The Gemara itself seemed like it was going with the first Shita?
No, these are both from the Gemara. These are not as far as either one of Papa or Rubino or anybody. This is just the Gemara's bringing these two different theories.
It seems like we're bringing this man the Amar, right? It seems like good. Yes, so Hani Chalman the Amar.
It is a person. I mean, it says Daman.
It's a man the Amar. It's a person that says.
Somebody says it. So it is somebody.
Is it an author?
Or? We don't know yet. Maybe it's going elsewhere. What else could it be?
We're going to see. We're going to see a little bit. We're going to see when we turn the page. We'll see a little more. We're going to see more about this. Don't worry. Stay tuned.
This is asking about the whole concept of law and ethic.
Yes, correct. Which means we're bringing. There is a machlokes. Good. So we're going to be able to bring up this. Our Gemara right now is talking about that. Right now we're zooming in. It's going to be a question on our Gemara, but right now we're zooming in on the whole concept of law hanitik last day. We're trying to figure out what's the mechanics. How does it work? One of the mechanics is. Do we say that automatically the fact that there is a asay available, you don't get malchus? Right, because you could fix it up, or you have to fix it up right now not to get malchus? That's the question. And as we see these two opinions, it's going to be a question on our Gemara. Let's first get the two shitas down.
But also, if you wait, the woman you divorce could always remarry someone else. In that case, you could not remarry
her. Right, there's a chance of getting stuck. You're correct. Let's see the fifth line. In Rashi. Let's see the fifth line in Rashi. Hani chalamanda amar bitloy v'loy bitloy. Elamanda tani kame v'loy kame ma'ikol meimar. So Rashi like this. Hoda amar, this thing you said earlier, call Yamav, are going back on Rav's pshat. This thing you said earlier that all his days, that ba'amad v'hechzer, since he's able to take her back all his days, right, ka'i, that it stands. Asita said this made it into a lav shenitik lase, right? That's what Rabbi did. Rabbi, how do we make our scenario to lav shenitik lase? The fact that you're able to keep marrying her all your days gives you an asay, which means by chavis loizman, we widen this time. I mean, you got to give him a lot of time. Lakim asay kol yom to fulfill the asay all his days. Right? That's what we said. The fact that he could always remarry her, that asay could fix up your lav. Hold the barach according to your words. This we learned in a brisa, machzer ve'ena loike, right? La'oila, ka'amar. When the brisa said that you could bring her, that one he divorced his wife, he could bring her back and not get machzer. It's forever. Kol zman sheyachol loimar. As all the time that he's able, has the ability to say, ani machzer, I am willing, I'm going to take her back. Ain besten malchus, say besten would not give him malchus. So that was Rav's pshat. And according to Rav Shadat, that he said the reason why it's allowed to anything last day, what's that say? Because you constantly have a say to always remarry her all his days, right? Just the fact that he has the ability to, therefore we don't give him malchus. Right, this is good according to Manda Tani Lekamon, who said later on, we're going to see the Gemara later on, but lav hanitik lase, by the mechanics of lav hanitik lase, has it work with the lav that's removed with say? It's if you're bitalas hase, if you nullify yourself from being able to do the asay. Chayv al alav, then automatically you are chayv to do on the lav, it will give you lashes. But loy bitul asay, as long as you did not nullify your opportunity to do the asay, pater yipater. You're pater from malchus. Shalav toloy bitul asay. The lav is dependent on you bitling the asay. The ena nigvar, the lav is not finished. Ada shivatal asa asay biyadayim, until you nullify the asay with your hands. Bittul oil, my everlasting nullification. Shlo yuchal leiskayim oit. You are unable to fulfill this anymore.
What would be an example of this?
I'm going to say right. What would be an example? You're going to say in a second. Ika lemeimar. We're actually going to say example. So then, if that's the halacha, then ikal and neimar, you could say kol yamav yesh lo b'tikam b'chazar. All his days, if he divorced her, he has a takana, he has a way to fix it, b'chazar, by bringing her back. She'ein mevatel la'asei. He's not mevatel la'asei on remarrying her. Elam kein madira shaloi tehena, unless he made a neder shaloi tehena mimeno, that he's not going to have any benefit from her. Because nether, she'ein lafar, in a scenario where he made a nether which cannot be hafar, which cannot be rejected, nullified. Look, come on. So, what's the first way we're saying? The first way we're saying is, it's very nice if you tell the halacha is that you have that you could always fix the lav until you unless you bittul your assay, which means Rashi says the interesting thing. Then the opinion holds your lav isn't finished until you nullify your assay. Is that what Rashi said? Your lav, even though you did the lav already, we can't give you machs on it. You know why? Because you didn't finish your lav yet. You only finished your lav when you make it. You can't fix it up the assay. It's interesting, right? That's what Rashi understands. You only finish doing your lav when you get to the stage that you can no longer do yaseh. Until then, you didn't finish doing your lav. You didn't finish going against Hashem. Therefore, we can't give you malchus. Then it's very good in our case, right? In a normal scenario, you didn't pitil that opportunity to remarry her. So then, the halacha is, you could take her back. You don't get malchus. Makes sense, right? The whole point is, as long as you're able to do the yaseh, it's good enough. However, let's see further. 5 months from the bottom, 2 words from the end. But according to the man Amr that says that only if you fulfill the assay you're potter. That's when you're potter from Malchus. But if you do not fulfill your assay, then chayiv, you are chayiv. If you don't fulfill the assay right now, chayiv, you're chayiv. Sha'asay tikunei shalav. The assay is the fixing up and the rectification of the lavu. They ain't a lav totally by bitul assay. You're doing the lav is not dependent on bitul the assay. From the time that the person transgressed the lav, nigmai, the lav is finished. I will say, but what? The assay needs a lack or a malchus. The assay could come and uproot the malchus. When you come to Bessie, oh, you kai ma assay via potter. Either fulfill the assay, a marrier, and be potter, or you'll go get malchus. So, like, you can't still tell me, call yo the hechzer kai kanam. You can't tell me the fact that he's able to take her back all his days. That's the assay that's good enough for him. Because if he doesn't bring her back right away, because she'll be the best, and when he comes back, they're going to give him malchus. So luckily, because you can't say, you'll fulfill the achad, you'll fulfill the assay after time. Right? If so, what does it mean you didn't fulfill the assay? Could always say, I'll fulfill my assay. Right? The whole sheet of Yikayim is you can do it now. That's the whole point of Yikayim. If not, what is that whole opinion to be Yikayim? You could be Yikayim in 100 years. The whole thing you kind of mean, you have to fill it right now. So these are the two sheets that's in lav and itzgal assay. How does it work? Do we say that you could just, the fact that you could do the assay, that alone is good enough? Which means, Rashi said, it means your lav wasn't finished. You never finished your lav until you nullify and neglect your opportunity to do a assay. Or no, the second shot is your lav is done. And your assay is fixing your lav.
How do you do it? Immediately.
Yeah, but you have to fix it immediately. Fine, but we'll go over this tomorrow.
But how does that fit into the words Kol Yamav, the Kayim?
It doesn't. That's the question. That's the question.
That's why it says Laman Damar Kayim
Lo Kayim Lo
Maikul
Memer. Yeah, right. Doesn't make sense. That's the question. You're asking Mars question. Good question. Mars question. Ah, fuck.